Hello and welcome to the series of discussions, A New Look with Rav Lightman. Hello, Rav Lightman. With us in the studio, as usual, Nitza Mazoz as well. Hello, Nitza. And of course, we gather here every time in order to see how we can improve our lives so we can feel that our life is a new life, a good life. Let's move forward and start enjoying this thing called life instead of suffering all the time. So you're joining us and we're learning from Rav Lightman how to use the relationship between couples, how in order to upgrade our lives and upgrade our life in general and start living good. And after our previous discussion, which discussed how to build love, Nitza came out and told me, very impressed and excited and filled with thinking, we want to hear where you came to. So it started from you teaching us that with our mind we can awaken our feelings, and the feelings awaken this force called the force of love. And in this process, in the short time that we had here, I felt how slowly from this imagination that I imagined, I began to develop this sensation of happiness that I came out of from here. So I tried to follow up and see what happened to me today. I noticed that that day I really didn't feel fatigue. I was really, it held me really good. I also, in the evening, I went to teach in the evening, is where I saw students, and I felt this whole spirit of love started to move towards them too. And it was amazing to see how within an hour, everyone was touched by my sensation. They were, it was like contagious. And all the people that I met that day, it's like that spirit moved them as well. It was really exciting to see that. You became a source. Yeah, and then I even start to think of who of my friends needs to get a little bit of love and happiness and kind of call them and raise them up a little bit. And I noticed the connection between love and happiness. What's the connection? Because happiness is, it's a fact that you're in the right state. Happiness is always a signature that you're in a good state, like a stamp. And there's people who are also happy that someone murdered or raped, but from good deeds, if there's happiness in the end, it's a sign that the deed was ended properly. So from here I started going around in my head, and I thought, if with my mind I can build a sensation, a feeling, and awaken the feeling of love, is there a way to awaken also other forces? And immediately this force, which is called the force of passion, and I was wondering if I could win that too with my mind. It all depends on your mind. It's all in your head. And the source for this is that we come as small animals, and then we begin to get values from the environment, from our parents and from the kindergarten and school and TV and internet and all the other external sources. They build values in us. And later, from the keeping of these values, and whether I'm in them or not, I receive happiness or disappointment, meaning it's artificial. It's all according to those discernments that I received from outside. And they were all mindful discernments. And later, when they related to me, and according to the influence of the environment, I begin to measure my situation, so I enter either happiness or sadness. If I'm according to the appreciation of the environment, then I'm more in happiness or less in sadness. Therefore, everything is built in us from our mind, from the reception, as we don't know, like a little child who's looking at everything and kind of absorbing everything. And then later, a certain internal picture is kind of created inside of him. And according to this, he checks and sees whether it's good or bad for him. And there's nothing else that that is so foundation of in him. Rather, everything is kind of relative to what he received from the environment. Therefore, there's people who live in a forest and have almost nothing compared to us, but they're happy because compared to their values, to their state, they have everything. We come there, we can't understand. How can you be happy? And he's really happy with what he's got. This is actually the key to happiness. Yes? How would we develop this? If we develop this development of the force of attraction, because I'm noticing that's the first thing that is important in the relationship. I mean, that same force of attractiveness, it comes, or passion, usually comes in the beginning in a spontaneous way, just like you talked about the force of love, in a spontaneous way, and then it slowly kind of gets, it dissipates. It doesn't have the same force. This is because in a natural way it can't hold on for too long, and this has been checked according to a biologist that that hormone that we give out, it's like up to 3 years maximum it can exist between us, and we can, by the way, renew it, we can receive it as a drug and then renew it in a certain way. That's possible. But in a natural way, it holds up to 3 years, and I think that it's enough for a man to support a woman, that she gives birth, and then 2 years for nursing. And this is, the time where the child is small, and it can continue even without the father, supposedly. Nature doesn't connect the father to the mother and the child. And therefore we see here, well, in our days, in our times, with all the disturbances and external influences, of course it changes according to the period and the state. But this is how it is according to our biology. Now, this way that we can awaken this force anew, in the beginning you said it's hormonal. And then it moves to another situation where we use our mind, our head, we can awaken in a certain way. Do we awaken it similar to how you explained to us last time, or is there a different process? Last time you said to us, imagine the whole perfect picture, the beautiful complete state, and from there your emotion starts to be built, and then with that move to your turn to your part, as if this state exists between you. The same thing here too? What's this here? In order to awaken the force of attraction. In the force of attraction, there are several things. First of all, there might be certain problems that are physiological. Although I don't think that's so much the problem usually. This is already in special situations. In 90% of the situations, it's psychological problems. So, therefore, what we need to do is to know how to awaken the things. And here it's all game. If it's psychology, it's already all in our hands. And we can treat this here. Of course, this connection must be. We need to awaken a good connection between a husband and his wife, because it gives them the feeling that they're in connection. Without this connection, the family doesn't exist. It won't exist for long. In some formal way that families exist, but we're not talking about such situations. We need to yearn for there to be a constant connection which is accepted between them as a obligation between them without the physiological connection. There's no feeling of sharing. Why? Because that's how it is built. The sexual and otherwise, they don't feel that they're connected to that cell called the family. And if they don't want, we need to help them to want. It must be in some way. It's not important. How, what way? Until an elder age, and I don't know what. Even if they just sit with a hug next to each other, if we're thinking about old people, 100 years old. It's not important. but we need anyhow for there to be some sort of touch as close as possible from between the bodies too, because they belong anyhow to a couple in this world. Let's say they're not 100 years old. Let's say young people, and one of them all of a sudden doesn't feel an attraction to the other. What do you do? This is all a game that's in your mind and doesn't have to do anything else. And we know that we can, according to instruction, to give him such values that all of a sudden he wants a blonde or a redhead or tall or small or fat or skinny. Yes, it all depends on the influence of the environment. So it all comes from the external. So why can't it be the same way for them to be instructed? And that each time he'll see his wife, the renewing of his wife each time. I mean, if he feels that in touch, in a physical touch with her, he has a renovation, then there won't be any problem with this connection to stop. What do you mean by renovation? Renewing by the fact that our problem is, that with everything that happens to us in life, if we don't care for getting it new, it becomes a routine. And here, we need to be concerned with and care with work and with dealing with the person. Only children give us each time something new. And therefore, we don't have the problem. But if they wouldn't grow up, we would lose also all interest in them too. Truly, all interest in them. But because they're constantly growing and constantly awakening us and constantly giving birth in us to some child in us, and they're not letting us rest. But if they don't do this, and therefore here I'm missing with my couple the game. And therefore we're already not interested in each other. They just look at the other. What do we do? As if we look at each other like their furniture. So it's like we have to change our furniture constantly. We need to understand the psychology of a person and that we need, in what way can we be new to each other? How should I say this? To charm each other. So in this, there are things that are very interesting. We see, in many cultures, by the way, Eastern cultures, how the woman dances before the man, how they do it together with music, with special refreshments and food, and all sorts of things that were customary to use them in the previous generations. Today, because of technology and our work and our life, we're so superficial that's a wonder the family, even in 50% of the families, somehow hold on to this, to the framework. For without innovation, without a constant renewing of this, without the hormonal attraction, without seeing something new, a new source, a new pleasure, people with their large ego, which grew this way for thousands of years, don't feel today any need in the keeping of a family. Only the framework is what obligates. What can I do in order to see in my partner every time this renewing, to see in my partner each time a source for a new pleasure? After all, it's the same thing. This is what we talked about in the previous times. that you need each time to renew the relationship between you, the attitude between you, the love, the seating, the getting close between you more. And constantly the ego will renew the state. If you're working above the ego, each time you will have something new. I didn't understand that. We talked about renewing the states, renewing the relationships. If you're working so that each annuls himself and cancels his field in order to enter the other into the his into there, and wants the other to enter him more, yes, in this mutual connection, like two rings that enter each other, then through this we will see a constant renewing. Because the ego is growing and changing, it will give us disturbances each time, and we're going to have to work above these disturbances, and then it will be like a game for us, which we will have to constantly have to solve with mutual help. How will this game be able to influence the sexual attraction to our couple? Because we are attracted to each other and want to be attracted by each other constantly, by the renewing of the desire, our desire pushes us towards this. And each time his egoistic corner awakens, and we want to get closer, in force we want to do this. And then from this, we constantly awaken in us this, it's like a flirt. There's this clash and passion. We're rejected and we get closer. And this way, through this closeness and distancing, we constantly, each time, give birth to the change of states. And from the change of these states, we are given an internal change in our relationships of states, including sex. We will then want, as a result of this, that we succeeded to get close some way, also to create the physical coupling. It will be for us as a result of the connection that we attained. Get also the opposite action into the. Sometimes we don't even know in our subconscious we're awakening some clash in the family. And afterwards, later with happiness, we make up, and then we go to the bedroom. As if, look how it happens with animals. How, let's say with lions, how hard it is to get into a culling, how nature operates them so that they'll be like they're fighting, like they're not getting close, and like this, and like that. And after that, supposedly they make up. So in order to awaken pattern, you must have the help against it, the opposite force. Without this, it won't happen. This is the game that also happens with everything. You must awaken the negative force in order to feel the taste in the positive force. Because there is no positive force in nature. The whole nature is the evil inclination. But in order to come to a connection, you need to awaken the evil inclination. Therefore, it's called a help against him. I'll give you two couples, and you tell me the difference. One couple, a normal couple, like everyone, they have fights, they have problems, and so forth. With the years, also the sexual attraction went for them. Let's say for one of them, let's say it's even one-sided, okay? That's one couple. There's plenty of quarrels. There's no shortness of that. The second couple is what you're telling me now. They start a process according to the method that you're teaching us of mutual getting closer, meaning they're overcoming their quarrels. They're using them. Even through this mutual work, awakening them, the new quarrels, but the quarrels awaken for them that they enjoy of what's happening to them, and they're aware of it, and understand that these things need to happen, and in their control, And then above them, above these quarrels, they build a common field. And in this common area, they realize how negates they are, because they're how different they are, and connected as belonging to a certain one structure. And this attracts them also to the physical coupling. So why does it not attract the first couple? He's not completing the second half. He only has quarrels. These fights just take down all the passion. How can one enjoy the other if the heart's not with him? True. And here, yes, here we have both sides that complete each other. So how can I... Wait, you're telling me this way. A not smart couple, the quarrels turn off the physical and sexual passion, and they trickle down until they get to divorce or whatever, at least separation. A wise couple, we get the same thing, the same fuel that you're calling them quarrels or fights. He actually uses it in order to increase their mutual attraction, which expresses itself also in the sexual attraction. So the whole evil inclination in them is only in order to turn it into the good inclination. So let's be wise and let's use it. Okay, so I want to be wise. I want you to teach me how, when a fight comes, I will use it in a good way and not in the... I understand that there's a educated way and there's a uneducated way. Like, there's a way to flow with life. When a fight comes, you flow with the fight. And he who stops himself stops the fight. I want to say in a simpler way for the program. So let's translate. I understood. Let's leave that saying right now. You know, well, there's a clash here. There's a clash here that awakens almost every day. This happens. Give an example. No, give an example to the other. How you block yourself? Put the force of blocking and show it to the other. That's it. Do it. We learn this, and we learn this throughout the years. If once again, if you don't, if in spite of all this, you don't get divorced, then we learn this from experience. And I see in my relationships with my wife that sometimes I just need to simply block, you know. That's it. Just shut up. Later, we can make this become something good. And this is until I don't know what, to the last moment in life. Constantly it will be. Unless you just get so used that you just agree and automatically you just learned from all the events of life and all these clashes, you already learned and just instinctively you already know how to flow kind of between the drops. I don't feel how the order of states are here. The order of states is constantly be in the state in which you awaken. The world is nice, is beautiful. What a wonderful family. Oh, what a wife I received. And you say this out loud. Such, and she will say to you, how great you are, how wise you are, oh, what a righteous you are, what a good father you are. And it's the opposite between us. It could be. But you, in doing this, will start getting, you'll get bought. And it's good that she'll work on me, like this way on me, and I'll work this way on her. What is it important if both of us are like pigs and we see in each other, you know, like absolutely beauty queens and beautiful and nice and most successful? What does it mean? This is what's important. What do you need? The truth? Compared to what standards will you check them? After all, there is no true scale here. It's all how we determine it. And if we determine that for each and every one of us is the whole world and complete, then that's what will happen. Everything needs to be understood that we're going on a game, and each time we're going to have to overcome it. And therefore here there needs to be the support of the environment, a tight instruction, and then you will see that you can succeed. In reality, a lot of times what happens is the opposite. Many times it comes to the side of the woman, but it doesn't have to, it can also come to the other side. The moment they fight, then the wife kind of like punishes the man and also disconnects. It can be from both sides. Yeah, a man too. A woman is usually more tending towards the making up. It's clear. But we need to work here on the man. And we need to teach the woman how to work on the man. He's all in all, he's just a big boy, but he's a boy. And she just show how she appreciates him and does a little bit of the work like a mother. And these are simple things. I don't see any problem here. According to what we talked about, the rules, ask more, but I don't have so much what to add here. Talk about how they both start from some mutual game and how wonderful you are and what a beauty queen you are and ta-ta-ta-ta. And she says the opposite. She says way back to him. Okay, they go through a course, and this course needs to have constant support. Once a week, let's say, or even two times a week, and other couples like them, and others, but it works. I just don't see the connection between how a process like this can renew in us our mutual sexual attraction. Because you start to appreciate each other. I begin to appreciate her, and she starts to appreciate me, because each and every one of us is the source of pleasure for each other. Who else will tell me in my life that I'm good, and I'm great, and I'm nice, and I'm beautiful? Who else will relate to me like, here, look at yourself, how you're enjoying yourself from these words that you're imagining to yourself how it is. Hey, you can see it on me. Oh, what a special person you are. You can add. Yeah, but gently, we need to teach this. How, in a delicate way, you know, a little bit to caress, a little bit to touch. There's something in this, a very deep game that we play here against our ego, the ego of the other. And by doing this, we help him rise above his ego through love. That love will cover all transgressions. I say it this way, if I relate to him, I will give him an example and the strength to rise. Even though I'm kind of like complimenting his ego, but I'm also giving an example to do the same thing towards me. He will do it also towards me. And he'll learn how to do this, and he will do it, and it's not a game. Not a game, it will be truly as a true relationship. Why not? Who sees the truth? They have eyes and they won't see, and they haven't seen. I will see it to standards of Hollywood or of the TV. This is how I look at everyone. So I'll look according to our standards. How will this process that you just now, I have two stages. Stage, we start with how wonderful and charming woman you are, and she says to me. That's the first stage. The second stage that happens as a result of this, you're saying, from this interaction, this verbal interaction, the sexual stimulus will come. Why? Because you will feel getting closer. And secondly, you'll feel the renewing of the states, this inner flirt that happens here, this inner game that happens here. You will constantly feel that you're dealing with a new woman. Why? Because you're overcoming all the time, over your desire. She's constantly overcoming her desire. And you are relating each time in a new state. to each other. I noticed that. Well, try to do this in life and you'll see. You'll see. And then you'll also see that with no one in life, if you start, you know, bumping into all different circumstances in life that happens in life supposedly, you don't have that same game. You'll have that. You won't have that same game, and it'll be really lacking for touch, for connection, and you won't be running away to other women. They won't satisfy you. Why? Because it's just a beast. You lack that relationship. This respect, this appreciation, that you're needed as a person, that you're appreciated as a man, like this, in every way. What does it mean that you're looked at as a man? It doesn't matter in what. She appreciates you very much. In words, you are for her. There's nothing more in everything. You're saying here that there's a certain kind of insurance policy here. Yeah, of course, from the ears it enters the head and it operates on all our internal systems, including our hormones, our nerves, everything. What, it's not clear? You're saying here that with this technique, a person can assure to him that his partner will be connected specifically to him? Certainly, there's no problem. Give me someone, man or woman, it doesn't matter, because we're not talking about a more deep connection. But if there is already the opposite, there's no problem. It's all a question of how you come to a person and how you relate to him. If you start to fill his ego, his desire to respect him, to raise him, and make from him something high, you widen for him his reception vessels, that he, at that point, becomes, like that. It's like, take a little child, a little boy or a little girl, and stand them next to you, and start telling them on her head like this, just kind of run your head on her hair like that. Say, oh, you're so beautiful, and you're so sweet, and she's good. She'll just stand there like this. Did you see this once? Yes. So, what do you want? Well, that's my girl. What about my wife? Do it with her, and you'll see she'll stand like that also. She'll sit next to you like that, the same. We're built this way. That's our ego, a small ego. Okay, and then from here on, where from this scene, you said earlier that there's a stage that the other, towards who you are doing such an attitude, he feels you as the source of the pleasure? Yes, so how can he separate you? Why does this sensation in the whole world, no one gives them this kind of pleasure? Everyone's pushing and looking and wanting to use him in a rough way. And here is someone that respects and is dedicated and tells them this and holds on, but in a mutual way. Otherwise, there will be disparagement. It's absolute love. You know, if I feel that someone loves me, no matter what happens, then I start, looking down at it. For if his love is not dependent on something, it doesn't change, then I don't care how I relate back to him. My ego? Yeah, I finished the calculation with him, and he's already yours anyway, for always. This is what happens with our parents, that they love their children in such a way that, so maybe we need to do here, that it all depends on mutuality, that you're doing it to each other, and it's clear to each and every one that each is overcoming himself, and each is constantly in a change of state. So tell me now, why does such a process in which I feel that I'm respected and I'm widened, like you said before, someone's widening me from inside, why does this in like a chain renew in me my sexual attraction? Why? It's just one of the attractions. you don't see after all. All of a sudden you will see that it's new, that it's attractive. What's this? Is new. That woman and that body and that place and then everything, for you it'll be like it's new. That's the key here, to see new, of course. Why? Because this is also towards the connection with the Creator and the Shekhinah. You know, it's the same thing. The same wife in the same place. We do the same thing. We do a coupling, Zigvug Dehaka, with the upper Malchut. This is the upper coupling. And this is where everything is constantly going anew. This is where I pass on to you those same actions, only explain it to you in a physical, beastly way. So I'm repeating. Why, if I do such an interaction and you emphasize that it needs to be mutual, why as a result of this I see her as a woman? You're saying this way. If you come to a state, I'm looking for the order here. She's getting new every day. If you come to a situation where you'll see your couple as getting new every day, as a result of this, the sexual attraction will renew every day. You will see this. Yes, I will. So I need to yearn for me to see her getting new, and then you don't have to worry. As a result of this, you'll have sexual attraction to her, and it's new every time. And especially towards her, more than anyone else. This I understood. But why? And also you will receive in the connection with her a much greater pleasure and much higher. In the physical, bodily pleasure, also, it will also a human pleasure will join, and a spiritual pleasure. There's other additions here that are very meaningful here for this coupling, for this connection. And one enters the other. You will all of a sudden feel that through the connection between the bodies, we understand what this is. There is a certain inside, you discover and bursts out a sharper, more deeper pleasure. Meaning it's obscured, but it exists all of a sudden. What is it all of a sudden? There's some upper light in there within this coupling. Because we did it upon the concessions and in order to connect. The connection of a man, of people. We wanted to add the physical connection to add to our addiction. I don't have words here, but this is clear. What you just said right now is truly not clear. It's new, and it's new for... No, anyway. They don't need to know all these things, why it's happening. Yeah. Because it already belongs to a wisdom above them. I must hear... Excuse me for digging in here, but it's important. You're saying things like revolutionary things. I so much understand you. After all, we're talking here about instruction. And in instructions, you don't ask so many questions. You do this and this, and you'll see this and that. That's clear. And you're starting to get into the theory. Okay, you're right. You're 100% true. We don't need theory here. I'll tell you the truth. I want your teacher and your teacher us, so I want to maximize what I'm earning from these lessons. So I'm asking, you know, bottom line here. So, first of all, you explained that there's a certain way for me to acquire an insurance policy here that my couple will be with me. And then you said there's a way I can teach you what you need to do inside of you in order for every day to find a new woman. I'm for having a new woman every day, and prettier, and beautiful, more beautiful. So you're saying, not just in theory, exercise this, and you'll see how it works. Give me an exercise specifically for this sensation, that every day I have a new woman. For your concession, very good. Tell me exactly, specifically what I need to do. You taught me many exercises. Now I want something very specific. It said here that the whole point here, everything that gets turned on, turns off, is because there's nothing new. He said, if you see that your wife is anew every day and better, don't worry. You'll have attraction to her. Don't worry. Everything else will organize itself and like a deck of cards. So I want to know an exercise how every day I can do this so that every day I will have a new wife at home. More attractive than yesterday. What do I need to do in order to awaken this sensation in me every day? We talked about this a few lessons ago between us. And now, when we start to talk all of a sudden about this sexual attraction, then you're thinking that this is something new. That here there must be something new from the previous conception that we talked about, from all the exercises that we talked before. You're certainly coming naturally and coming to the physical coupling also. There's nothing special in this. Just as you are conceding for all those things at home, towards her and in life, and she's doing the same thing for you, and it's a help against you, you work with each other. This you also express, you also annul to each other, and you annul each himself in order to be more and more connected to the other. From this, you begin to appreciate this connection, and it attracts you more and more inwards. And from the ego constantly changing in each of you, in a mutual way, there's a special mechanism here that turns you constantly all the time. It makes this special whirlpool effect when you in the family, and accordingly, you will feel all of a sudden how something is changing all the time, all of a sudden. You start to feel that the force of life, which is turning you together, awakens in you the desires especially, and not once at all from one source, how you are like this, in this game with each other, forward and backwards, inwards, right and left, and so forth. And then, from this, you are constantly feeling that you're getting new. And you don't see the person that's before you. You see something that is new. And also, you don't see so much the body and all those things. You see what is changing. You see the image of his more inner image, just as we usually do. We usually see the image. We don't see the person himself, his body. And then what comes out is that you have here, all of a sudden you found in your life a game that through these changes in it, you find the source for filling, in which in no other place in life you receive this filling. But these things need to go through in workshops, in exercises, at home, repeat them again at home, and then a person will acquire them. I'm searching for, I'm looking, all these interactions that you're teaching us and all these exercises and everything, they build a good connection between us. Instead of a bad connection, they build a good connection. Yes. But today, concretely, we're trying to develop tools and exercises, action ones, not just to philosophize about it. That's interesting to the wise people. We're talking about implementing. Tell your wife, bring me your wife. Here, Nitsa's here. She's playing with my wife. She needs to talk to her. Talk to her. Tell him every moment, like we just talked about the kids, how special he is. how beautiful quality he is, how deep he is in his personality, in everything, how much he, how knowledgeable he is, how much you appreciate him in every way. But in a, you know, rough way. But we need to do it in a very nice approach, like a big boy. Not, you know, in a very sensitive way. And you need to blow him up to the point that he feels himself truly in those definitions which you told him. Okay? From this he feels himself whole. From this wholeness, he must relate to you in return with the same attributes, with the same relations which of, in which you told him about him. You're great and you're smart and you're special. There's such a person, each time I'm impressed on you, you will feel how much you're obligating him to be like this. He can't come down from this. From this, he will first of all receive security and also an impulse to prove. And here, already, you start playing with him a little bit like a woman. How much you want him. How much you are waiting for him. How much you're simply enjoying everything that comes from him. This means, on one hand, blow up his ego as much as you can in a gentle and not an obtuse way, and then on the other hand, show him how you're very interested in getting a little closer to feeling something for this great, perfect man. I think we need to add a bullet here that the Malchut needs to play this way towards their Anpin. Yes, we learn all of this from the upper roots. A soft bullet. And this definitely makes the nature of a man to be constantly in the same influence back to the woman. And what's the renewing here? What she told you about you is the renewing. And how she came and wants to be connected to you, this is the renewing. Most of the work is from her, the truth. The truth is, most of the work is from her, from the woman. And I think that it's good that we have arranged this way from nature, because she's more ready for this too. But for men, we still need to give some kind of mind, so she'll see how she plays it. You don't disparage this or something, but understand that she now, together with you, is building a new family, a new coupling, a new couple. And that's it. I don't know, what else is there to say here? I think the rest is going to be clear from experience. We need to go over these things and see. I, in my life, was always dealt with other couplings, more upper ones. But from them, I understand what needed to be done. Why is it importance to keeping sexual relations within a couple? What's the importance for this? This only through the bullet I can tell you. The translation is simple. Without that, there won't be the continuation of the generation. Let's say they already continued the generation. You emphasized earlier that it's important for the building. If talking about humans, not like animals. Animals meet once a year, let's say. They do their coupling. There's a continuation of generation. That's it. Let's say it that way, in a simple way. And this is in an instinctive way. They look at each other for a week, a month or a week or something like that, it's done and that's it. Which just doesn't happen this way. They're above time in these things, above place, and why is this happening? Because they need all these things for a constant family, not like with animals that couple and then leave each other. In most situations, in many situations, the father doesn't even know his son. Son, daughter, doesn't matter. His offspring. He doesn't know them. This is how nature arranges things. But with us, because we're humans, and we need the connection between us in order to first bring the continuation of the generation, because we need at least 15 years until we bring a person to be a human, you know. To give him examples from the father and the mother and the environment in order to develop a human from that little newborn. So therefore we need to give him an environment, and in order to give him an environment, it's not that, you know, a calf within a day is already like a bull. He already stands after a few hours after he's born on his feet and runs after his mother. I need maybe it is a few weeks or a year for suckling. But after that, it's it. He's new. He's usual. As usual, he doesn't have any problem. With us, he needs to acquire wisdom and things that he doesn't receive from mother and from nature in an instinctive way. A person needs to acquire the whole person in him, the whole human in him. The family and environment and friends, men, women, everything. He needs examples. He needs many impressions from the environment. And with one mother that he would grow up, how could that hold him? How could he exist? How could he supply everything he needs? Meaning here, for the continuation of generation, the human generation, we're not talking about the higher things that a person has higher goals, but if we're talking about the human succession, that he must exist in a big society which is constructed from grandfathers and grandmothers and mothers and his children and his grandchildren. In this way, each passes on to each, into others like him, many more in the width. Until we come to our day, to the world that needs the whole world. If the sexual relations between father and mother are not good, does this influence the development of a child? I don't understand. Why did you talk about the 15 years? Okay, but I don't need 15 years to do that. Why afterwards you're giving importance to the keeping? You emphasize that it's a difference between men and animals. You said, because a person takes many years to develop a child, then it's different in the nature than animals, that this thing that has to do with what a need for sexual, I didn't understand. Can you cut for me the education of the child in his family cell to good sexual relations between his parents? Is there a connection? Is he influenced by this? If it's yes or no. If there's no sexual relationship between parents, then there's no family. What does that mean? Because it's the strongest connection there is between humans. Just like in all forms of life, if there's no connection between one sex and another, then there's no continuation to life. With animals, it happens instinctively only in order to continue the generation. With humans, it's above that. And in order to continue life together. Now, don't look at our life, because our whole life, it used to be this way. But there were reasons, additional reasons. I couldn't exist without my couple, without my acquaintance, without my relatives, and I must have a family. And I need to supply certain things in order for me to exist. And this is how it was throughout all generations. Now, we arranged in the last generation for us such a situation that I don't need a family. Until about 50 years ago, I must have had a family in order to exist. When I'm sick, when I'm old, when I'm this, that, I must have it. And for the last 50 years, we see that the world has become integral, global. That's it. But don't look at it now. This is the corruption that we need to know. Therefore, we're talking about how to fix. Humans were created in such a way that he must have an environment, and a constant environment, because he is weak. He's the weakest of them all. He can't without clothes. He can't without food. He can't without warmth and cooling and a thousand things. Only an environment where one will help each other and go earn from each other, and that's how that will be successful. And this is why the education of children, a kid who grows up, he's not like a beast who's just ready within 2 weeks. He needs 15 years to grow up. Because a woman can't supply this alone, today also in the last 50 years we've made a certain environment where a woman can do this alone and she can supply everything for her children. But this is not natural. We entered this in the discovering of the corruption, of the flaw. This is a part of the last 50 years. A child grows, and I'll give you two examples. There's house one, house two. There's a house and one child grows up in one house. This is one home, and that's the home. I'm explaining. I'm giving an example of two different families in order to learn something from it. In the first family, there's a father and a mother. They'd say have a child or several children. There are good relations and also good sexual relations between the parents. Second home, same thing, other than that the sexual relations are not so good. So there's not a good connection between the parents. Okay, so this is clear to us. So now I'm adding, and this has a touch on everything and all different things, because this is the source of life. In some way, they need to be in agreement between them, also in the physical connection. It must. You could say that if the sexual connection is not good, it testifies to that there's something deeper that's not good between the couple. Certainly, we need to come to a point where they enjoy each other from the degree of beast in us to the degree of man in us. And in some obligation and somewhere where there's more of this and more less of that, but it has to be one mechanism in which it's good for them together. How does this pass on to the kids in the two homes? How does it go on to the kids feel the difference between a good connection and not good connection between the parents, and it goes on to the rest of their lives and how that works. But this is not in our lives. In our days, there's no families, and there's, even if there is a family, and if there's a man and a woman, the kids aren't even with them. They're in their room with a computer. They don't care about their parents. Let them leave them alone. That's it. That was not an example. So now, just for this discussion, let's finish with something a little bit more optimistic. Let's summarize this thing. There's nothing optimistic to work unless we work on a man and a woman in order to bring the right coupling between, and then it'll be a right thing, and then the kids will receive things that will return to the relations in the family and between humans instead of the relations with the computer. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. Thank you very much, Nitza, and thank you too. And for this optimistic sensation, we will continue. Until next time, farewell.